I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
Welcome to today's podcast.
Hello.
We've got some incredible gear for you today. And in particular, guys, a term, a new viral term that you need to wrap your heads around. Here it is.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
There is a new term, a new viral slang that is swiftly taking over platforms like Twitter, like Instagram. It's along the lines of, remember when yeet did the rounds or
yes,
woke?
And we struggled with and yeet, we didn't
struggled.
We never knew how to use
That's
it.
That's right. Well, here's a new one for you guys. It's simply, I'm baby. That's the term. Well, that's the phrase. It's just, I'm baby. So I'm going to explain it to you because it takes a little bit to get it.
Okay.
I'm baby is basically it's the opposite of adulting. So you know that phrase when you have to get up and be an adult, you've got to adult, you've got to be an adult, just, you've got to be a grown up and do stuff. I'm baby is essentially the absolution of power. You don't want to do anything. You don't have to do anything. You're too young to understand. It's a reminder to everyone around you that you're young. For example, didn't clean the dishes? Your response to that is, I'm baby.
Well, I mean, that's not saying you're young. That's saying you're lazy.
Well, it could be that. You can't follow the latest political scandal? Your response is, I'm baby. Got a bad credit score? I'm baby.
This
you
just
you mispronounce
like
a word.
Out of jail,
it
free
is.
Card
That's
for
exactly.
Life. I hate it already.
Well, people are saying that the viral term I'm baby is actually very freeing. It means that you have no worries and you can just palm it off with a simple I'm baby.
Yeah, it means you can palm it off.
It's big with the millennials and the Gen Zs. It's doing the rounds. It
Who's
is
saying
massive.
It? Who is saying it? When
Everybody.
You say it's viral and doing the rounds, tell me.
Katy Perry's
using it.
It's massive right now. I'm just telling you guys because if someone says to you, I'm baby, you need to know what it means because it's obviously, it doesn't make sense when you first hear it, right? Have you heard it, Scotty?
No, I haven't. What did you just say it means? It means
it's
like it frees you from responsibility.
Kind of, yeah. It's an absolution of power. It's like, well, I'm too young. I'm still so fresh in this world. I'm baby.
When I was a kid, the phrase we used for that Hakuna Matata. Was Hakuna Matata.
I suppose it's a modern version of Hakuna Matata. It means I'm not there yet and I don't have to deal with it. But it's not, I mean, I think you can use it in all manner. It's an appropriate response to all manner of things. I'm baby. So if you say to me, Sarah,
Lise,
can you make
like
me,
it.
Can you use the coffee machine, make me a macchiato? I'll just be like, I'm baby.
You are going to use this phrase a lot.
Yeah, she
and it's
will.
Going to drive
and I think that's why Scott
wall.
And I are eyeballing each other because we know we're going to be
Guys.
Dealing with someone beside us saying, I'm baby for bloody everything.
I don't think I can, guys. I'm 39. I actually, look, they're saying that it's a quick and trendy phrase. It's a bit quirky. It's a bit cute. So just say you're in a fight with your girlfriend, Scotty, okay?
I mean, I doubt it, but yeah.
Okay, and she's blasting you for something, and then you put on your cute eyes and you just say, but I'm baby.
No, that would make, you know, and then the fight really started because
exactly.
If any grown-up man is, can you, hang on, shoe on the other foot. If Dane said that to you when you're having a disagreement, I'm baby, what would you do? I tell you what.
I'd cradle him in my arms.
You'd need your calming blanket. You'd be so angry.
I'm just saying, guys, use it today. I'm baby. Have a discussion.
Well, those two girls.
I'm adult.
Hello.
Good morning.
We are prepped and ready to roll.
We really are.
Despite how that just sounded. Lise.
Yes.
I've found some research that I think is particularly pertinent to yourself.
Right.
Okay. A new study is out that says dog owners take more photos of their pet than of their spouse.
Oh, absolutely.
And that is you in a nutshell, isn't it?
Well, I feel like that's easily explained for me. My husband does not like being photographed. He's a very private man most of the time. And my dog is, well, she doesn't have a choice. So I can stick a camera in her face, take lots of photos. She's quite beautiful. She's photogenic. Why not?
Do you think a lot of blokes are like that, though? And does it annoy you no end? Because my husband's the same with not wanting his photo taken.
I think it's a crying shame.
Me too.
I think it's not, I'm not always comfortable getting my photo taken. It's not always something, especially when my mum holds up her iPad in front of me. Like, I'm like, put it down.
You know you're going to end up it's with not three like chins
from
that.
I'm not a photo, like, greedy pig. You know, I don't love being in photos, but I do feel that for future generations, it's important to be in photographs. And I really don't like that my husband always
ducks out. Yeah, mine's the same. I don't know whether that means the photos that the kids do have with their dad will be more precious than the 1,000 selfies I have with them.
With them. Also, my boys might think that our dog Minnie is their father. At this rate.
And I think whenever you point the camera at your dog, Minnie, she's probably thinking, where the bloody hell is Dane? Can't he handle some of this load as well? Why is it always me?
You know what I haven't done in a while? Put some mini gear up on our Instagram. Hey, Scotty.
I agree. It's a real problem.
Okay. I'll do it. I'll do it.
This is a reason. If ever there was a reason to follow Lise and Sarah on Instagram.
you are so. It was,
remember the Instagram story where you were bathing Minnie and the look on her face? Was just anybody come and help me?
And that's the thing. Like when Dane was in the bath and Lise said, let me take a photo. You know, you can understand the angst there.
I don't think Dane could fit in a bath.
Yeah.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I've got a bone to pick with my husband, Wills.
Again. Poor fellow.
Now, when I... He does the washing. At home.
Laundry.
Or that's what he tells me. That's
laundry.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I believe that doing the laundry is a 5-step process. There's putting the clothes in the machine.
Yes.
Easy. Putting them on the line or into the dryer. Removing the clothes from where they've been drying.
Yes.
Stage 4 is folding.
Yes.
And the final stage is putting away.
By far, stage 2, 4, and 5 are the worst.
They absolutely
are. Hanging. Folding and putting away the bane.
So here's the thing. Wills will tell me that he has done the washing, that he's done loads and loads of washing during the day if he's home and I'm out. And I think, great. And then I go down and I check. No, he hasn't. He has stopped at stage 3. He has stopped at getting the clothes off the line and then placing them on a bench. He does not fold them or put them away. To me, that is not doing the washing.
That isn't
not an end stage process that has been completed.
He's half-assed it.
It is a half-assed chore.
Get rid of him.
Do you? I think this is a common occurrence in many houses where there is somebody who does a half-assed chore and claims they've done the whole thing.
I would rather said person not do the chore at all. You know what I mean? Rather than half-assing it, because I find the same thing in my household with the dishwasher. Okay, so the night before, I'll load the dishwasher, I'll pop the tablet in, close it up, turn it on, Bob's your uncle. In the morning or later in the day, I find the dishwasher drawers pulled out, opened.
Yes.
Nothing is put away in the drawers.
Yes, that's the old air-drying excuse where it needs to air-dry for a further 4 hours before anybody touches it. It's the same as when somebody says, I've cleaned the kitchen after dinner.
Yeah.
And there's still a great big pot sitting in the sink. Oh,
Soaking. That
one needs to soak.
I'll do it
in the morning. That's a lie. You just ran out of puff.
Yeah.
You didn't want to scrub it with the scourer, did you?
Yes. I don't like a half-arsery.
No.
I don't like it because I don't do it. I don't have that luxury.
No.
Was yours a half-ass chore or was that just like...
The dishwasher.
That wasn't even a partial chore. That was really just two moves.
And all they end up doing, Scotty, is ibising out of the... You know, they just pick at the dishes.
Yes. I need a bowl and a coffee mug. I'll just take that out of the dishwasher.
That's right. They're half-assed Ibises, my family members. I don't like it. I don't like any of it, Sarah.
No, I stand firm with you, Lee. So 131060, let's open the phones on this. Do you need to vent to us about a half-assed chore that's being done in your own home?
Or do you want to shame someone on Australian radio? Oh. Someone that knows that they're half-assing the jobs.
They know what it takes to complete the mission, and they just stop at some point in the process. How do you feel about it? I feel angry.
I feel so angry. Also, I would love you to be my wife one day.
Oh, my God.
Because can you imagine
if
you and I teamed up?
Yep.
Do you know how much we'd get done?
So much.
Or would one of us end up half-assing? Is it just a relationship thing?
Is it?
You know, when someone does the work.
Have you transformed from a full to a half-ass chorer or vice versa because somebody in your relationship's picking up the slack?
Yes, 13, Scotty.
10, 60 half-ass chores. Is there someone in your life doing them you want to chat about?
Adam, who's half-assing the chores around your place?
So it's my brother that's half-assing the jobs.
What's he doing, or not doing, rather?
So I don't know if it counts as a chore, but I kind of count it as one. So it's like a responsibility of the household. So after I go into the bathroom, after he's finished and I want to have my turn in there, I find that the toilet roll has not been replaced.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And that makes me so mad. Like, I cannot express how frustrated that makes me.
You know what it is? It's a sign of disrespect, yeah. Adam, because I feel the same way. I have three boys in my house. No one replaces the toilet roll. They put it on top of the holder. And I'm like, if you're going to do that, why not just unscrew the little thingy and slide it on?
I mean, I can hear the frustration in your voice, Adam. It actually sounds like you're close to tears.
Like, honestly, you know what's happened once? I went into the bathroom. There was four rolls that were empty and one that was undone, like ready to like reuse. Yep. It was just sitting there on the shelf. One empty holder. Like, the holder was empty, and I went outside after I was done. I was like, are you really that lazy?
Yeah, they are.
He looked at me, playing video games, and he's like, what? And I was like, okay, I'm done. Can't do this.
What's the age gap between you and your brother, Adam? Because it sounds...
8 years. Oh. He's 8 years older than me.
Oh, he's 8 years older than you, Adam.
You stand your ground. You put the cry out for sorbent. You get it.
I definitely will. I will. Thank you, ladies.
Can I put on the sad music for you.
Every morning.
Oh, thanks, Adam.
All right. You're most welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Stacey on 131060, is there someone in your house who is half-assing the chores?
Yes, my partner. He always, when he does the washing, he will leave a non-stick pan soaking in the sink.
Yep, we know it. We know it. It's the same over at our place.
But what's the point? I mean, I'm picking up what you're putting down, Stace. What's the point of having a non-stick pan if you can't wash it immediately after use? Because it don't need the scrubbing.
No, it really annoys me.
Isn't it the worst? Because the last thing you want to see when you're rocking into the kitchen for breakfast the next morning is a pan from the night before. And putting your hand into that, you know, the water when it's got
cold,
like that slightly oily kind of top layer. It's not good.
And, you know, it's left to us, isn't it, Stace?
It is. And I always say to him, why can't you just wash it up? And he's like, it has to soak to get the oil off it. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I'd be on eHarmony if I was there.
Casey, round us out, 131060. Who's half-assing the chores around your place?
My fiance. For mowing the lawn, really. He gets out the lawnmower and gets out the whipper snipper as if he's ready to go. And then he calls his brother and his dad over, and he will pay his brother $50 to do the lawn.
What? I mean, he's a genius.
Well, the worst part is he thinks he's a genius because when I ask him, you know, what the hell, what are you doing? He goes, I'm subcontracting.
you're making a choice to marry him.
Yes, Casey.
So you will have to put up with this for the term of your natural lives together. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether that one's brilliant or frustrating.
I mean, Casey, what can you subcontract out? Like make this work for you, you know? That's my advice to her. start subcontracting out her chores.
To family members.
Yes. Get excited, guys, because the inaugural Biggest Bogan Festival is only a few months away, Sarah. Did you know it even existed?
No.
It's happening mid-July in the town of Bogan Gate, New South Wales, which is an actual place. It's 6 hours west of Sydney. And I tell you what, this festival sounds like so much more fun than Coachella or anything like that. I'm going to tell you what they're going to have there. Best mullet. That's an obvious one. It needs to happen.
It's a given.
There's a prize for best mullet. There's also a prize for fastest sausage sizzle eater. That's necessary. Every Bogan loves a sausage sizzle. Worst smile. Worst Aussie tattoo. K-San karaoke. Yes.
Oh, my god.
Husband calling. Shortest stubbies. And, of course, the crowning of best Dazza and Shazza. The
so
whole
like a,
thing
so
is
the fashions on the field.
There's
going to
be a, yeah, there's going to be a fashions on the field. The whole event is going to be live streamed, so you can watch the biggest the Bogan Festival from the comfort of your lounge room, veranda, paddock, wherever you want. I am keen. I am so keen.
That is very, very funny because don't you reckon there are like two types of Bogans? Like people who just embrace it.
Yes.
Like that.
Well, they're proud
Bogans. Which is just joyous. Joyous. And then there are the people who don't find Kath and Kim funny. And they're like the true Bogans. Because that's just like a reality television show.
I just love it. Everyone's got a bit of Bogan in them. And I think if you're Australian.
Yeah, there's Bogan pride.
There is Bogan pride. And it's totally fine. Everyone. I mean, how
it's
can you not sing along to K-San?
It's such a compliment, right? Like when people claim that they're Bogan or they have Bogan elements.
Yeah.
And you want to celebrate that. Because it is very Aussie.
Well.
Also, maybe I could participate. I mean, I did spend part of my childhood on Boganville.
You have strong Bogan roots.
I do. Boganville in Papua New Guinea. Yeah. There you go. So from Boganville to Bogan Gate.
There you go. It's only the beginning.
Yes, Queen. Yes.
Is the mullet a Bogan haircut?
Or do 100%. You think it's being embraced as ironic now?
Yeah.
Like people grow a mullet
But I don't get why Bogans grow them. Like, do they think they look good?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, gosh.
I think they do. You've got to have the flat top mullet. That's the peak
Didn't
of mullet.
Didn't you let Dane grow a mullet at
Dane
some point?
I let Dane grow a mullet at one point. When we were living overseas, he said to me, please, this will make my life. Can I just grow it out? Because his hair naturally stands like on a flat top.
Yeah, it's a bit
so
like,
he's like,
it's
imagine,
a bit like Val Kilmer's hair. If you
it is like Val
that.
Kilmer's hair, Dane's hair. So he was like, imagine the vision if I grow out the tail a bit. And I said, look, we're living overseas. We no one knows. We can just be free. So go ahead and grow the mullet. And it was something of beauty.
Did you grow one then too?
No, I didn't grow one. I'll try and dig out a photo.
My little sister had a mullet when she was a kid.
What?
Yeah, she did. I mean, this was the, you know, 80s, early 90s when it was cool to have it kind of spiky on top and then long at the back when you were a girl. People were always
Hold on, isn't that thinking, Taylor Swift's new hair in her album cover?
It kind
it's
of is.
It's a bit Bogan. It's a bit mullet-esque, her new do, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more
it's
like
very
a shag.
80s shag.
Like Mrs. Keaton off Family Ties.
That too. Anyway, Bogan Gate, here we come. Can we just do a show trip there? Imagine that.
I was going to say we should be the official partner show.
Yeah, that's one road trip I would really
gladly
like to
take that.
I can sing a bit of K-San. I left my heart.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
There was the incredible gear that was today's show. Have you guys heard yet? Here's a quick chat. Have you guys heard Lil Dicky's song Earth yet?
Who?
Little Dope.
Yes.
Aaron's heard it. Have you guys heard it yet?
I'll put my headphones
Aaron,
on.
Do you know if it's in our computer?
Is he a rap artist?
He did the same thing where you went to click close phone box and then you click no.
Yeah, no, it's not Aaron. That's a real
is
problem.
Is he a rap artist, Lil Dicky?
Yes, he is.
Is Richard Wilkins taking on a new career path?
Yes, that's who it is. So I'm going to play it to you, obviously. He has written a song to try and help the whole climate situation we're experiencing in the earth. But I want to see if you can pick up any of the people singing with him in this song.
Is he Australian?
No, definitely not. That's the game that we're playing. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Here's our planet.
We love the earth. Is this him? Is this Little Dicky?
This is Little Dicky. All right. We love the earth. Yeah, no, he's going to do the chorus again.
Sounds like something I played on the recorder back in 1989.
All right, here we go. You got to guess. Got to guess the singers. Hi,
I'm a Bieber. Baboon.
Well done. I'm like a man, just less advanced. I'm huge.
Ariana Grande.
Well done.
Probably good, sir. That's what I do, but I look pretty cool in my white or black. I'm a lion cub. Oh, that's Halsey.
Yes. How's it going? I'm a cow. You drink milk from a moon. I'm a fat pig. I'm a common fungus. I'm a disgruntled skunk. Shoot you out my butt. Yeah, so that's
the
song.
Oh, that was it.
How did he get them all?
Because he's in, like, they're all, you know, they hang out at the same places.
Little Dicky. What a name. I mean.
Yeah.
Why would you choose that as your name? Why wouldn't you go
Big
Dicky?
That's his joke, though. that's his whole joke.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, he's like, he likes people paying him out. He's,
that would grow old eventually.
Here's the thing. Here's the list. Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, Halsey, Zac Brown, Brendan Urie, TBD, Wiz Khalifa, Snoop Dogg, Adam Levine, Shawn Mendes, Charlie Puth, Sia, Hailee Steinfeld, Lil Jon, Rita Ora, Miguel, Katy Perry, Lil Yachty, Ed Sheeran, Megan Trainor.
Oh, my God. The castle's on tonight at 8:40.
Wow. Sarah's attention span.
Yes, it was after talking about the Bogan Festival. Oh, my God, I love that movie so much.
I mean, how do we actually go to the Bogan Festival?
How far away is it?
It's in New South Wales.
For the record, I would hate it.
I think it would be hilarious. Yeah,
It would be so fun.
Because you'd get a lot of groups going along and dressing up as well.
That'd be
Hold on, let me just find Bogan Gate.
Save it for tomorrow's podcast. Save it for tomorrow.
You have no work ethic.
I gotta go.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.